Okay, I think it's going to be short today, shorter than usual today. I guess we'll find out. Today we're talking about kashering from the food side. To put us in, we're in a hashgacha practicum, so less marmakamis and more just practical. That's like this. The big operating principle for kashering is kibbalah kach poltei. The way the blade goes in is the way the blade comes out. And therefore, one of the details of kibbalah kach poltei, usually we think of that for like the temperature and the type of kashering, but one of the details is, the Gemara says, is that it has to do, that the fire has to come from the side where the food was. Usually, like when you kasher a pot, so the food is inside the pot, and then the hot water that you're going to kasher with is going to be in the pot also. So usually it's not such an issue. But I'm going to have some cases here where the fire and the food are on.
Fire, you mean the kashering fire?
The kashering fire.
The water is the fire.
Right. The heat of kashering, whatever the heat is of the kashering, has to come from the side where the food was during when it became tray for chametz stick, as opposed to necessarily where the heat was on that side.
So you cook the pot, and when you cook the pot, there was an immersion heater inside the pot, and that's how you cook with it. And then you want to kasher, you want to fill up the pot and put a fire underneath. Would that be a violation of that?
No, it's not a problem, because the what's kashering is the water.
Okay.
The fire is just getting it hot. The water is still on the right side. There's force on the inside, so it's kashering on the inside. So you're good. Okay? So the case in the Gemara was a person who was doing Liban Gomer to Cheres. He's doing it for Cheres. So what happens is, when you put a piece of Cheres into the oven, you put the Cheres into the oven, the fire is on the outside. But where was the Isser? The Isser was in the pot. Okay? So you put it on top of the fire, so the fire is coming from the outside, but the food is on the inside, so that doesn't work. Okay, that's not kibbalah kach poltei. Okay, so that's the case of the Gemara, and the case in the Shulchan Aruch is the case of Cheres. Then there's a machlokes later poskim about what about if it's metal. Okay, so the Torah and the Prim Gadol say same thing, makes a difference. You know, the kibbalah kach poltei means it has to come from the right side. And Abdi Nezer says, he says, no, that doesn't make sense. He says, when you do Liban Gomer to a piece of metal, then the metal becomes like a piece of fire by itself. It itself is as if it's on fire. So what do you mean it's coming from the wrong side? The whole thing is on fire. Doesn't make any sense. He says, by Cheres, so the Cheres is not, you don't think of Cheres as becoming like red hot and becoming like, you know.
You say metal is because it becomes cooling?
No, because it becomes like red hot, because it becomes itself.
You look at it, it's red hot.
Well, nowadays, yes, we look at things as red hot, but I'm not sure if he's point. I'm using the word red hot. I don't know if he means stop because it's red hot. The point is, metal becomes the whole thing is like, okay, we want to call it red hot. The whole thing is on fire. The whole thing is like burning, you know? It's like, I'm not sure.
It doesn't mean that. So what's the difference between metal and wood?
Okay.
Something about metal, but what? It's a better conductor.
Okay, so I'm not sure. We'll say red hot. Okay, that'll make us feel... I'm not sure. We'll say red hot. Anyhow, that's what the Chachamim says. The Torah Prim say it's not true. It's even not metal the same thing. And Rabbi Reis was like, good with that. He said you could make it like that. That's for Liban Gomer. Okay, but that's only by Liban...
You make it like Davinezer.
Not Davinezer. But that's only for Liban Gomer. For Liban Kal, that doesn't work. Liban Kal, we don't say it's on fire. Liban Kal just being heated. And for sure not when you do Hagolah. We have Hagolah, so sure, no Shaykhs at all. You could say that Hagolah should somehow be making it right if that works. Okay. So now I have some applications for this idea. Okay? So simple cases, two simple cases that come together are a blech and a frying pan. Okay? Now, I'm not telling you that you can always catch them with Liban Kal. But let's say a person was kashering them with Liban Kal. There are situations where you can. In both of those cases, if you take the blech or the frying pan, you put it back onto the fire the way it was during cooking, so the fire is going to be underneath the pan or underneath the blech, and where was the food that you put onto it? If it was on the top, like think about my blech. You put a piece of challah onto to warm up on the blech. That's how it became a chametz stick. So you put the challah on top of the blech, but the fire is underneath the blech. Or you fry the piece of isser into your frying pan. If you put the frying pan back onto the fire just the way it was, so the fire is going to be on the bottom, but the isser was inside the frying pan. Okay, so that doesn't work. You're not doing it from the right side. So in order to kasher them, and it's easy to overcome this problem because you just turn it upside down. You just turn the blech when you want to kasher it, instead of putting it onto the fire the way you do it for cooking, do it upside down, and then that way the fire will be hitting the side, so to speak, the side that's supposed to be hitting the food side, and that'll be going off and being on the right side. Okay, so For those, that works easy enough. Okay, but it gets more complicated. It becomes impossible when you come to a glass stovetop. Okay, when a person has a glass stovetop, it means is there's a piece of a special kind of glass, and underneath it are electric coils, and the heat comes from underneath, and you put your pot on top of it, and through that you cook your food just like as if they had a coil right on there. So if you need the person who wants a kasher for moving to a new house, or he wants a kasher for Pesach, and he wants a kasher his glass stovetop. So what's he going to do? What's the way to get heat onto that thing? You turn the coils on. When we turn the coils on, the heat is coming from underneath. Well, the kashering is because food fell on the top. You put a piece of food down, or something spilled, things are coming from the top. So the fire's on the wrong side. If you turn the coils on, the coils are heating from the wrong side of the glass, and that doesn't help for the food that came from the others from the top side of the glass. Okay, so seemingly you're up against this din that you can't just kasher this glass stovetop just by turning on the coils. So we asked this Rabbi Schwartz what we should do about that. He said, you know, for Ashkenazim, kashering glass is a chumrah anyhow. So it's good enough. It is what it is. Do as much as you could. So batsim, you know, kashering of glass for Ashkenazim is just a chumrah anyhow. This thing, this surface is glass. It's a kind of glass. So that's good enough. You do what you have to do, and that's good enough for kashering. So more recently, we went back to Reese, asked him just to rethink this thing again. And he said, that's true. He said, there are extra tzirufim. I'm going to tell you two tzirufim that he mentioned. Both of these are things that are rejected. Both of these are not shitas that we really hold like, but for what they're worth. One is that Dr. Chuba brings the Yadjasev, I'm not sure who it is, but I say for Yadjasev, who says that what I told you beforehand, but Dr. Nenese says that for Liban Gomer, the fire could be on the wrong side. He says, yeah, for Liban Kal, that works also. Okay? Liban Kal, you could also have the fire on the wrong side. Okay, and his read, he comes to that from a reading of a Magen Avraham that wasn't so exciting. It wasn't so straightforward. And the other sheet is Yad Yehuda, who says, this whole thing that I told you, he says, go home. It's a whole thing, it's not true. This whole thing, even though the Torah says it, and the Prima Gavim says it, he says, no, if that Gemara doesn't mean what you think it means, and there's no such thing that the fire has to come from the right side. No such thing. He says, I know the Torah says not like me, and I know the Prima Gavim says not like me, but no, they're wrong. Okay, so those are extra tzirufim to, again, both of those are rejected shitas, but there are other two of them. Now,
I came late, but why is it an issue only with the glass top? Why isn't it an issue with every time you kasher?
Because the fire is usually, the heat is usually coming from the correct side. Here, the heat's on the wrong side.
Well, but let's say you have a grate, so the fire is coming from below.
No, because the fire's on all sides. I mean, putting it on the grate, it's all over the place. Yeah, okay. Now,
or even electric coil.
So that we mentioned already, because the thing itself becomes red hot. We mentioned that. There wasn't
so you say even though it came red hot, even though it's on the wrong side, because it comes red hot, therefore it's even hot.
Correct. Okay. So
we accept that for Pesach and all year.
We tell people they can do that for Pesach and all year round.
But
the ikar of really why we're being nikar is because it's just a chumrah kasher glass in the first place. But you should know, for those, I think we mentioned this in our recommendations, that there is a way to use the glass stovetop without kashering it. Okay? Well, now, it's not so realistic if you move into a new house, but for Pesach that's realistic, which is, you could put down these discs, or they're called diffuser plates, that go on top of the glass stovetop, and you could put your pots onto those. Instead of putting your pot right onto the glass, you're putting a separation between the glass and your pot. So for Pesach, if it's just a few days, then a person could do that. The diffuser plates are really not meant for regular glass stovetops. They're meant for induction stovetops. An induction stovetop only, it's the same, the surface looks the same, it's still glass, but it only heats if you have the right kind of pot. So what happens if you have the wrong kind of pot? Okay, not a ferromagnetic pot. So you put these discs down, and the disc is essentially is that right kind of metal, and it transfers the heat.
Does it really not mean a dini kashering itself? Because just like by a grate, you say that a din it kashers itself.
We talked about this once before. No, it's not so true. Because there, it's because it always gets kashered, because there's always a fire there, and it's burning itself up. And that's not true for glass. The fire is underneath. Okay, there are two reasons why we talked about this. By enablu yotzim klilakli, one of the reasons why the mishmur says why you don't have to do it is because there's always a fire burning there. So the fire always kashers. There's no fire kasher here because there's no,
Did you already speak about induction? About
I'm not talking about induction today. No, had no shaykhas. We're talking about caching from the right side. So
I was asking about caching induction.
We've talked about it. We have talked about it in the past, yes. Okay. Another case with this din is nagah. Well, I'm going to get to my picture at the end. Another case with this din is nagah is a keder blech, or an unblech, it's called, or a pot blech. I'm not even sure if there's such a thing sold anymore. But yeah, I haven't seen it in a while. But there's such a thing, and well, for our din, it's worth talking about anyhow. And that is what is that? It's like a big. It looks like it's the size of a blech, okay? But really, it's not just a flat piece of metal. It has raised lips, so it has like it could hold liquid in it. Okay, it's more like a sheet pan with high walls to it, and it fills up with water. And then on top of that goes a cover, which is like looks like a regular blech. And the point is, so you have this big thing sitting over your stovetop, and it has hot water in it, okay? And the thinking being is that now it's a keder full of hot water, and now you can put warm food up on top of it on Shabbos. You can put food on Shabbos from the refrigerator, okay? Whether you can use it on Shabbos is not today's question, okay? The guy has it, okay? He's using it, okay? Let's say he's just using it even just to spread the heat around. It evenly heats your stovetop. So it spreads the heat evenly. So the pan, the part that has the water in it, that's easy to kashi. You fill it up with water, and you get the water to a boil, and then you do something to make it overflow, and you're good. So the pan part of it is easier to kashi. But the cover part, we're going to have our same problem. If you did what I just described to you, and you put the cover on top, the water, the hagolah water would be coming from underneath. The hagolah water would be coming from the pan. The tray for the chametz came from the top. Okay, so you're kashing from the wrong side. Okay, so to solve that, what you need to do is, when the bottom part is boiling, you take the cover off and you dunk it and you turn it upside down and put it in. Okay, put it on one side at a time, and you can turn it upside down and you put it in, and that will kasher the.
You need a big thing to work.
You have the pan. The pan underneath is the same size as the cover is, so you take off the cover.
Pan goes over the cover.
The cover goes over the pan.
Cover goes over the pan. Bigger than the pan.
Right, so I know this is not the right size. Okay, but if this was the pan and this is the cover, I know the pan is if the cover is this is the pan, this is the cover.
Right.
Okay, so you take off the cover and you dunk it in like this, and do one side at a time. It's almost as big.
What do you do with anything that's not around the edges? No, it's a 1-inch depth. So what do you do with the whole center of the cover?
Okay, I'm not sure. I think you can get it in. I think you'll be able to get it in. Oh, if I had one, we could do a demonstration. I would think you get it in. You don't think you get it in?
You know what you're talking about. The cover's bigger than the thing.
But let's say it's 3 feet across and 2 feet deep. So you could slide in
the 2 feet deep. It's deep.
No, but it's the width of it.
Width and the length.
But the width of it, right, it's...
What, you're saying on an angle?
Yeah, you just slide... You only have to get it in the drop into under the wood.
Again, if it's bigger than the thing underneath, you can't get...
Because you turn it sideways. No, you do the length against the width. Okay, we decided to come with the demonstration. You turn the length, the width of the cover into the length of the...
Okay.
See, now we have the new video to make for Pesach. How to cash your kederba that no one even has anymore. Okay. And our last case, which is what our picture is for, finally we get to the picture, is for a reactor.
Why can't you leave them gummer? Just put in a self-cleaning oven.
You could always do leave them gummer. I don't know if it can handle that. Okay, and that's not for most people. I don't know if it can handle that.
My experience with self-cleaning ovens is very, very bad. You lose your oven. We don't lose your oven.
After doing it too many times, you're
And problems.
Okay, so our last case is reactors. Okay, and that's like this. In a typical factory, they cook things in kettles. Okay, a kettle is basically a big pot. It's got a cover on the top of it. And what happens is, when you cook in your kettle, you cook your food up, there's a big opening on the top. The cover on the top has a hinge to it, so it goes up and down, so you can put things in. When you want to get the stuff out, when you finish, there's an opening on the bottom. There's some kind of a pipe at the bottom. You open it up, and the stuff turns out. So how do you kasher it? You fill it up with water, and you kasher it. Okay, and that's not such a big deal. Okay, but reactors are different. Okay, a reactor is meant to be we're able to withstand high temperatures or high pressures, and it's built with really thick metal walls, and there's not going to be an opening in the bottom. Okay, you don't put an opening in the bottom because that would ruin the strength of this container. And for that matter, the cover also doesn't go on a hinge. Okay, the cover goes. Here's my picture. Here's my diagram. The cover goes up and down. The picture on the right. Okay, it goes up and down. It lifts up and comes down. It's not like an hinge. This is a very serious cover, big, heavy, thick metal cover that comes up and down to open and close it. Okay, so in my amazing drawing that I made over here, it has a little, like, the orange, or whatever we call that is like a stirring arm, okay, to spin around in it, and it goes up and down. Okay, you'll see why I put that in a minute. And the cover goes up and down. There's no opening on the bottom to drain the stuff out of. You pick it up the top, and you'll see in a second, hey, I don't know, I'll show you how it gets it out. This is how when you pour it out, okay, it tilts over, and you spill out the whatever you want into something outside the reactor. So the question is like this. So the problem is that when you want to empty out the reactor, when you're ready to take the stuff out of the reactor, at least in this kind of a reactor, so what you do is you lift up the cover, like in this picture, and then you tilt it over and it spills over. So what happens is when you do that, is that when you lift up the cover, automatically drips, I didn't make it for this picture, I should have, it drips product onto the top side of the lip on the top of the reactor, okay, of the reactor itself, because stuff is just going to be dripping down from the top, and then when you tilt it to pour, then stuff is going to drip all over the sides, all over here, all of this gets dripped of product on the outside of it, okay. So my point is, what I'm trying to bring out to you is that you're getting product on the outside of the kettle. In a typical kettle, you never get product on the outside of it. How the product ever get to the outside of it? But over here, the reactor, every time you open the cover and you tilt the thing over, you get stuff dripping onto the outside. So what that means is, if you want to kasher it from the correct side, kashering it just by filling it up and boiling with water is not going to get water onto the outside. You could fill it up.
You're always supposed to overflow.
So we overflow things if they overflow when you're using them. Okay, if they overflow, we want to get to the tippy, or you want to get to the tippy top. So overflowing is we just get it to the top. And over here, if we fill it, sometimes we fill it very high, we fill it and we turn on the rotator to get the water to the high, but all that kind of stuff, you can get for the whole inside with water, no problem. But you won't get a drop on the outside. So usually you'd say is, no problem, if nothing ever gets on the outside, I don't have to worry about getting on the outside. In this case, product actually does get onto the outside as part of the filling and emptying. Product is going to get onto the outside. And for that reason, so this is a little more complicated fashion. It's not typical on plants. In fact, most factories don't have that. Most factories use just a plain old kettle that has an opening on the bottom, and you fill it open. Like, you don't have to deal with this. And the hinging coming up and down means nothing drips on the outside. Okay, now there's one other case that I'm not talking about today.
You think you have to figure out how to do it?
You have to get one on the outside. So in one case where this was going on, first of all, they tried lifting, at the end of the kashering, they lifted up the cover a little bit. Okay, they lifted up the cover a little bit, and the water then overflowed. That was one way to do it, to get through. Actually, by lifting up the cover during cooking, during cleaning, which is not what it's supposed to do, or it's not meant to do that, they got the cover to go up. The water spilled over the outside and actually kashered the outside.
I'm surprised it wasn't even like a mechanism that stops it.
It was. So they had to be overcome to do that. And the other choice is, while the kashering is going inside, and it's hot and it's a cleavation, to then pour boiling water onto the outside. Okay, while the thing is cooking up, someone manually to sit there and pour boiling water onto the outside of it as a way of kashering the outside.
I know what happens to the reactor. You should kasher often. Kasher very often. My understanding is that we never really, I mean, we always float it, it comes out the thing on the top, but I think it has a drain on the bottom.
Okay, so then it's not this reactor that I'm talking about.
I've seen the thing tilt.
Okay, so that's not what I'm talking about. This is from a real...
You're saying the whole issue is because of the fact that it tilts.
No, instead of if it was just draining out, okay, why would stuff get onto the outside? And if the cover lifts up, the hinges open and close, nothing's going to drip down on it. When you lift up your cover like this, in this case, the cover, it lifts up like this, and the stuff is dripping every place. But this is from a real place. When
like the steam and just
well, the food. Steam, no, it's food. It's just stuck. Yeah, and when we finish, I'll tell you in a second. Once the recording is over. And so there's one more case.
And even if the cover is on a hinge, why don't you have the same problem?
It could. It's not so different. More than it would just roll right back into the thing. It could be. And regular kettles don't have these big lips on the top that we have to worry about kashering. Everything's sort of inside. Okay. There's one more case that I'm not going to tell you about today, and that is heat exchangers with regens. We'll do that a different time. That also have the same shaila of kashering from the right side. But that's too complicated for today. It's a different time.